I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. The EU has condemned attacks on UN peacekeepers in Lebanon and rejected Israeli allegations that the UN was keeping them there to obstruct military operations against Hezbollah. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Five peacekeepers have been wounded in attacks that struck their positions since Israel began a ground campaign against the Hezbollah militant group, with most blamed on Israeli forces. EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell says their work is very important. It's completely unacceptable attacking UN troops. Israel has been escalating its campaign against Hezbollah after a year of exchanges of fire, while it's also at war with Hamas in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Lebanese Red Cross says an Israeli airstrike hit an apartment building in northern Lebanon, killing at least 21 people. The strike hit a small apartment building Monday in the majority Christian village of Ato, far from the Hezbollah militant group's main areas of influence in the south and east of Lebanon. Police in New York say about 200 protesters against Israel's war in Gaza were arrested during a sit-in outside the New York Stock Exchange in Manhattan on Monday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
None of the protesters got inside the building, but at least 200 made it inside the security fence around the stock exchange where the sit-in took place. Beth Miller, political director of Jewish Voice for Peace, says they were there to demand the U.S. government stop sending bombs to Israel and stop profiting off of Israel's genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. A handful of counter-protesters waved Israeli flags and tried to shut down the pro-Palestinian chants. Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News. Syrian rebels are facing a new threat, suicide drones. Rebels say the Syrian government and Russian forces have hit military and civilian targets with tactics developed largely by Russia in its war on Ukraine. VOA's Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul with Moia Atras in Idlib, Syria.
Neither Damascus nor Moscow has commented on specific war tactics. Samuel Bendit is a specialist on Russian defense technology at the U.S.-based Center for Naval Analysis.
They're not that difficult to put together. They're not that difficult to purchase. It takes just several weeks to learn how to fly those drones.
Emergency responders are also the target of drone attacks, according to the volunteer group Syria Civil Defense, also known as the White Helmets. They say they often must wait until drones have passed to help bombing victims. Mohammed Al-Yassim of the Syria Civil Defense Group explains.
The danger of suicide drones is their accuracy, which delays our team's response to the bombings, as there is always a reconnaissance drone accompanying the suicide drones. They always send many suicide drones at the same time to the same place. This is what delays us in assisting people.
The rebels can do little to defend themselves from the drone threat, other than monitor their movements and issue warnings as Damascus seeks to crush the last center of resistance. Dorian Jones in Istanbul with Muawar al-Trash in Idlib, Syria. VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Monday he had been briefed about North Korea's involvement in the war in his country and Russia's plans for this autumn and winter. North Korea has supplied ballistic missiles and ammunition rounds to its ally Russia, which Moscow's forces have used in their war in Ukraine, Kyiv says. The Ukrainian leader gave his latest update on Russian-North Korean cooperation in a nightly address to the nation, in which he said he had met top Kyiv officials earlier to hear reports. It came a day after he said North Korea had transferred personnel to the Russian armed forces. A NASA spacecraft has blasted off on a quest to explore Jupiter's moon Europa and reveal whether its hidden ocean might hold the keys to life. SpaceX launched the Europa Clipper on Monday from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. It will take 5.5 years for Clipper to reach Jupiter. Once there, the spacecraft will orbit the giant gas planet, sneaking close to Europa during dozens of flybys. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.